play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks again for being with us from Taterville today for Galesburg High School boys basketball. Girls playing on WGIL, and the Silver Streaks were leading early at the end of the first quarter, 16-14 over Altamont. That is the last game the girls are playing in pool play. And then they've got two more games to be played, one tonight, one tomorrow, and the times of those games will be determined by how all the pool games shake out. Silver Streaks boys in a similar situation, although their two games today are predetermined in terms of opponent and time. So they'll wrap up pool play tonight with a game against Dunlap, and then the two games tomorrow will be dependent on how the pool play shakes out. Again, Rantoul already lost here at this tournament. They fell in double overtime yesterday to Dunlap in the first game of the day. You know, isn't that just the way? See, first game of the tournament is the one that goes double overtime, just throws everything off the rest of the way. But you heard Brett Frerichs talk about how disappointed they were in losing that game. So, you know, it's as crucial for them to come out and play well as it is for the Silver Streaks coming off a disappointing performance. But the bottom line was a victory last night over Rochester. We have this game underway. Latavius Winston in the midcourt circle with Andrew Anderson. And the Streaks win the tip, going with the usual starting five: Quinn Anderson, Khalil Hodge, Andrew Anderson, Jacob Carl, and Cornell Dotson. Streaks put three players in double figures last night. One of them was Dotson, and he gets off to a good start with a three-pointer here.
And we ran our quarter series and got that wide-open three at the top of the key. Very good execution. It's real key there that you wait for your screen so you're not ahead of it, and we did a good job of that execution.
Jaden Alexander, a 5'11 senior. Demetrial Hudson, also a 5'11 senior. LJ Lewis, a 5'11 junior. Hayden Cargo, a 5'11 junior. So a lineup that features four players under 6 feet tall, and then Latavius Winston down low at 6'6 is also a junior.
And Hudson, their best player probably, and Dotson, our best defender on him.
Up top, this is Hudson with it, coming off a game when he scored 22 last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, in the opener against Dunlap. This is Alexander with it on the right side, now back up top to Hudson, trying a crossover dribble. Cornell stays with him, so they have to pass it away. We're a minute into the game, Streaks lead 3-0, and Rantoul still looking for its first shot.
And we're dug in here very, very good defensively here.
On the right side on the wing, this is Hayden Cargo back up top with it. Now into the hands of Alexander on the reversal. Drives inside the free throw line. Misses it. Falls down. Rebound on the floor. The Streaks get in and tie it up. And the possession error favoring the Eagles after the Streaks won the tip.
Very good defensive series there. We really, really made them run clock and move the ball again and again and again. They were trying to run Hudson off of a number of screens and couldn't get him open.
Galesburg girls have reached halftime now in a tie with Altamont at the Mattoon tournament, 28 apiece.
Great steal.
Streaks with a turnover, and Dotson with a run out at the other end. It's 5-0 Galesburg.
Good anticipation by Cornell. Great start here early. 5-0 Streaks lead.
So great that Rantoul is calling a 30-second timeout only a minute and a half into the game. I want to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville for this three-day tournament. Steve and I traveling in a 2015 Nissan Murano with the all-leather interior. The Touring, I believe, was the word. I'm trying to remember
and,
what it
and
said.
And, Brad,
on the
it's
back,
a very attractive,
it's got everything.
Very attractive car, both inside and outside.
Yeah. So Steve and I have both enjoyed the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the vehicle, and it just came onto the lot this week, so you'll be able to take a look at it when we get it back into town late tomorrow night. So head on out, talk to Jeff Klink, Chad Warren, all the guys at Galesburg Nissan, and ask about this 2015 Nissan Murano. Here's another steal. Anderson intercepts a bounce pass in the lane. Quinn drives other direction, takes it all the way for the layup.
Outstanding aggressiveness to the rim there by Quinn Anderson. Off to a great start. Lots of energy.
Yeah, not what Rantoul wanted coming out of that timeout. There's another dive on the floor and another tie-up, and the Streaks bench has a lot of energy, loving the effort as the Streaks Quinn Anderson dives on the floor for the tie-up and the turnover.
And I think it should be noted, here we were here at 8 o'clock, and the Streaks were out here basically practicing, getting their bodies and their minds ready to go. Again, an outstanding decision by Coach Reynolds to be prepared for this 9 a.m. start.
Rantoul, meanwhile, walked into the gym at about 8:40.
After an hour and 45-minute bus trip.
That's right. Dotson with it on the left side. 7-0 Galesburg. 5:45 to go. Down low, Jacob Carl. Turnaround jumper. Rattles around
and drops
through.
Good to see that there. He posted up his little turnaround baby hook.
Here's a three at the other end by Cargo. A long three. Wrist. Rebound. Andrew Anderson for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trying to add to this 9-0 run to start the game.
Like our up-tempo.
Khalil Hodge for three from the left wing. And it's 12-0.
Hit our first five shots, including two threes.
Rantoul, meanwhile, 0-for-2 with three turnovers. A drive into the lane, contact, and a whistle. They're going to call a foul on Galesburg. It was a long, delayed call. L.J. Lewis penetrated into the lane. It was like the official, was he deciding whether to call travel or a foul? That was a long time to think about that.
I think it would have been a call toward us if Andrew would have stepped up. He stayed back, and that made it a little bit harder to call a charge.
Cargo with a catch and release.
Tough
and
shot there.
Down
tough shot off
from
that
the left
screen.
Wing. 12-3, Galesburg by 9. Rantoul into the scorebook at the 5:05 mark of the first quarter. 9-point Galesburg lead. Quinn brings it across midcourt. Carl to the left side. Two Dotson coming out high for the pass. Up top. Hodge, covered by Cargo, bad pass to the right side, intercepted by Cameron Rome, the sophomore for Rantoul. Drive to the other direction.
Great
Cargo
block by Khalil.
Blocked by Khalil and out of bounds back to Rantoul.
Yeah, we were just a little bit unclean with a pass there from the top to the wing. They anticipated well and got the run out off that steal. But good recovery there and a great block by Khalil.
Yep, Streaks didn't hang their heads. On the inbound, it hits the bottom of the backboard, but Rantoul gets to it first. Winston fights off Jacob Carl, now gets a double dribble called against Rome.
And I'm not sure there on that inbound pass that if that didn't, I don't know how it doesn't hit the back of the backboard for a turnover there, but that may have been so startling to the official, he just didn't call it.
Well, that's
wasn't expecting it.
I almost wondered if that double dribble was a makeup call.
Certainly could have been.
Left side, Cornell Dotson on the wing. Gets it into the corner to Andrew. And a bad pass out high. Khalil has to fight off Hudson for the ball, but then dribbles it out of bounds. And now the Streaks have turned it over on back-to-back possession.
Yeah, those are a couple of unforced turnovers. We want to get ourselves readjusted there and not allow that to happen again. That's two straight possessions of unforced turnovers there.
Eric Cole, 6-foot sophomore in, replacing the other sophomore, Rome, who sits down. And Cole takes the inbound, scoops behind him to Hudson. Cornell Dotson will pick him up defensively across midcourt. To the left side, Cole with it. Up top to Cargo. Dribbles to the right side of the lane. Cut off there by a double team. Tries to feed it back between the lane. Rantoul gets to the ball first. And a jumper from the left corner is good for L.J. Lewis. And Rantoul has back-to-back threes now to cut the lead in half.
12-6. We need a good solid half-court offensive possession here.
Andrew Anderson behind the back with a dribble, still with it, trying to shake his man, gets into the right corner, now into the lane, picks it up, left side over to Jacob Carl on the baseline, swings the ball down, now picks it up after a couple of dribbles, needs help, somebody needs to come over, he feeds it through the lane to Khalil Hodge.
We need to reset here.
Left side under the wing, Andrew. Thought about posting up for three, gets it up top to Cornell, he'll fire it, and it rolls off the rim. Latavius Winston with a rebound for Rantoul, lead holds at 12-6. As this game has settled in a bit, here's a jumper from the right side. Won't go down. Rebound Cole for Rantoul. And back up top it goes after the offensive rebound. Lewis just hands it right off to Cornell, who lays it up at the other end.
Johnny on the spot, Cornell there. Mistake there by on the handoff. And Cornell was right there to take the handoff. If it was going to be here, take it. And he did and took it the length of the floor.
And another Rantoul timeout, a full timeout this time. 3:17 to go first quarter. Galesburg up 14-6. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
3 minutes to go, first quarter. Rantoul trailing Galesburg 14-6. Eagles coming out of the timeout. Kick it out of bounds. Did it go off a Galesburg player? I guess it
went
did.
Off the Galesburg player. It looked like it went off of Andrew's foot.
So a dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Out of control, Lewis, but then the Streaks were right there. And instead of being able to pick it up, they couldn't control it going out of bounds. So the Eagles get it back. Inlet pass to the big man, Latavius Winston. Kicks it back out to Lewis. Now to the left side, onto the wing. It goes to Hudson. He'll fire the three. Comes up a little bit short. And Jacob Carl does a nice job controlling the rebound, which kind of had to reach out, almost got away from it. 8-point Galesburg lead. Streaks trying to build on it here with 2.5 minutes to go. And Quinn has his pocket pick. Tried a little dribble right in front of Eric Cole. Step back at the other end. 12-footer goes in and out. Andrew with a rebound. So the Streaks don't get burned on the turnover. Did a good job defensively to get back and force Cole to shoot the jumper instead of attack the basket.
And that doesn't ever show up in the box score, but that is a big-time play of getting back, not getting a layup, and then we get the ball back.
Carl gets double-teamed on the baseline, kicks
one more
it out
pass
to Darnell, over to Khalil, open in the left corner, hits a three.
And that one more pass leads to that wide-open three there. That extra pass is what you needed there, and it allowed us to score the field goal.
Hodge with six, Dotson with eight, Streaks lead 17-6, under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Here at Taylorville, game two of five for the Silver Streaks, and for Rantoul for that matter as well. Eagles come in at 3-6. Here's Cargo, left elbow, open for a long three. Missed it. Rebound on the floor. Weak side, Quinn Anderson. Silver Streaks trying to dribble out of it and gets stolen away. Fourth turnover on the Silver Streaks and a layup by L.J. Lewis.
Again, an unforced, certainly unclean turnover there.
At the other end, Hodge attacks the basket down the left side of the lane, and he gets double-teamed and fouled. So Khalil will go to the line shooting two. Had a good night at the free throw line last night. In fact, we talked about the balanced scoring for the Silver Streaks. Dotson led the way with 17. Anderson had 16, and Khalil had 15. Hodge was 6 of 6 from the free throw line in last night's game, and every one of those mattered in a 2-point victory.
And that was really the key. We were 78% from the line, and they were 33% from the line.
Yeah, 6 of 17 was Rochester. You miss 11 free throws in a 2-point loss.
Certainly that's the difference.
For your first win of the
Absolutely.
Season, that really hurts. Hodge misses the first free throw here. Now we got some substitutions on both sides.
We turned it over here a couple of times here in this first period that have been really unforced, very, very lackadaisical turnovers that we've got to clean up.
Khalil makes the second free throw. He's got 7 in the quarter. 18-8 is the Galesburg lead. Jalen McCants is in for the Silver Streaks, giving Jacob Carl a breather. Nick Fields is also in with Quinn Anderson on the bench for the moment.
And Jacob's moved a lot better this morning.
Demetriel Hudson on the dribble, brings it out high. Now swinging around to the left side.
Our half-court defense has been very, very good here.
Winston comes out high for the pass. Again, the tallest man on the floor for Rantoul at 6'6". Cole gets cut off in the lane, bounces it back out. Dribble drive into the lane and a foul called. As he went around, Andrew Anderson, I think, is who they're going to get on the reach.
And what they're doing here, Brad.
That's his second.
This last couple of possessions, they're spreading the floor and trying to create some dribble drives, trying to beat us to the basket one-on-one. And that time he was able to beat us and get to the foul line.
First free throw up and in.
And that's where they're going to use their athleticism and their ability to handle the ball and try to beat us off the dribble.
Both team fouls on Galesburg are against Anderson. That's Andrew Anderson. But he stays in the game for the moment. He gets the rebound off the missed free throw. Anderson leads the streaks with three rebounds. Khalil drives other way. Step back from the right side of the lane. Skips off the backboard. Frederick Walker with the rebound for Rantoul. And a jumper at the other end. In transition, Walter Stanford puts it up and in. Brett Frericks has a lot of players on the floor right now who are not part of the usual lineup, and I can't help but think that that's Frericks looking for somebody who can give him the energy he wants here in the first quarter with the streaks leading by seven. Here's Cornell at the top of the arc. Rolls off. Rebound. Jalen McCants with a putback and a foul. Where did he come from?
Outstanding job by Jalen. He's extremely athletic. He's very long. He moves laterally nicely, and he went from one side of the basket to the other.
Sure did.
To gather in the rebound and got the stick back.
Makes the score 20-11 streaks. 9-point lead for Galesburg. The foul on the rebound against Cameron Rome, the sophomore for Rantoul. And now Andrew goes to the bench. 23.8 seconds remaining first quarter. Dotson also will sit for the final 24 seconds to get a little bit of a breather heading
and
into the quarter break.
Keep Andrew from picking up his third foul as well.
And McCants gets the roll to drop through on the free throw. Galesburg by 10 now at 21-11. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Hudson walks it across midcourt. He was the leading scorer in the game against Galesburg back in November. He's been held scoreless here in this first quarter. Stanford on the dribble out high, curls all the way around to the right side, feeds it through the lane. Hard off Walker, wasn't ready for it. Streaks with the steal. Hawkins has to launch at the buzzer, and it's off the backboard. End of the first quarter, but a good one for the Silver Streaks, leading by 10, 21-11. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you from Taylorville. Good first quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Leading Rantoul 21-11. Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Thanks for being with us for what we call Breakfast with the Silver Streaks. Galesburg girls also playing on WGIL. They have a halftime tie at 28 with Altamont as they're getting ready to start the third quarter at the Mattoon Tournament. Rantoul will inbound to get the second quarter started. Looks like only Dotson back in for the Silver Streaks. Oh, Quinn Anderson also back in at the quarter break, joining Hawkins, McCants, and Field. So the Streaks going small ball here early second quarter. And here's an air ball three by Jametriel Hudson to start off the second quarter. Field to the rebound, takes it all the way the other direction, but can't finish off the layup as he was contested. And then a foul on the rebound, I think, will go against McCants on the reach-in. And that'll be the first of the game on Jalen, third on the Silver Streaks.
Nick did a great job of getting to the basket. He just couldn't get the layup to fall. A very good quarter by the Streaks. We scored 21 points. Our energy was great. We responded beautifully to that. The only negative was a couple of real careless turnovers. They were live ball ones that lead to the other end of numbers for the opponent and certainly layups for the opponent.
There's a jumper at the top of the arc, missed. Cornell Dotson with a rebound. A Stanford couldn't connect. The live ball turnover that really hurt was the one right under their basket. When the Streaks had three players down there, Rantoul had one, and he picked Quinn Anderson's pocket and got a layup.
Yeah, that was a real nasty one there.
Fields up top. Right side over to McCants on the right wing. Galesburg by 10, trying to add to it here early second quarter. Dotson open for another three, rims in and out. A little more arch, I think, on Cornell's shot. Some of those might go down. Now they get back quickly in transition, and Stanford gets the layup. So once again, the Streaks get burned after the rebound in transition at the other direction.
Our safety was not to the basket to protect the basket first, and they threw over the top and got the layup.
8-point Galesburg lead, 6:40 to go. Bounce pass through the lane, collected by McCants. Has to force one up among three Rantoul defenders. It won't go down. Rome with the lead out after the rebound. Fires it left side and an air ball three by Hudson again. And Nick Fields gets in for the rebound. Outlet pass into the front court to Cornell, who takes it all the way in for the layup.
Good pass ahead. He pushed the pass ahead. Got a layup out of that. Nice job by Nick Fields there. And a great job by Cornell of running the floor.
Silver Streaks back on top by 10, 23-13. Right side runner in the lane and up and in by Jametriel Hudson, his first basket of the game. He started off 0-for-3, all from three-point range. This time he penetrated in from the right side and got a floater to bank it in.
And for the most part, again, our half-court defense has been very, very good. We forced them to take shots that they don't want to take.
Here's a top shot by Anderson, and it creeps over the front of the rim.
Got
and
the
drops
roll.
Through from three-point range.
Good backspin on it. Little creep right over the roll, right
and
over the rim.
Turnover by Rantoul. Pass up the sideline, goes out of bounds. 26-15, Galesburg by 11. And after the seventh Eagles turnover, Hodge comes back in. McCants sits down. Jacob Carl back in as well. Quinn Anderson gets a breather. So Fields, Hodge, Dotson, Carl, and Hawkins for the Silver Streaks. Only starter not on the floor is Andrew Anderson, who has two fouls. Left side of the lane, Carl puts the ball on the floor, trying to find a room for that baby hook. Gets triple teamed and a reach in and a tie-up when he brought the ball down after the dribble. And the possession error keeps it on Galesburg's end. Here comes Quinn Anderson back into the game.
Yeah, he got a little bit off balance there, and I don't know if that's the ankle or the toe there affecting him there, but he usually is able to get into the lane with that one dribble and get that baby hook off, and he stumbled a little bit there and then got tied up.
Anderson replaces Fields. If I misspoke a moment ago, Fields was not starting in the game, so Anderson back in, feeds it in, and a bad place to Clark Hawkins. Under the basket, gets double-teamed, tries to go up for it behind the back of the basket, and Rantoul bailed him out with a foul, so Clark's going to get two free throws.
And a good decision by Clark.
Why
he
not,
had nothing
right?
else that he could do there and try to go up and draw a foul, and he did so. Very smart play by Clark Hawkins there.
Third team foul on Rantoul. So Clark to the free throw line, puts the first one up and off the mark. Still looking for his first point of the game. Clark at the free throw line. Only his third attempt of the season right there. Here's his fourth, making one. And he's back to 50% with the second. 27-15, Galesburg by 12. Here at Rantoul, 5:15 to go, first half. Silver Streaks lead by a dozen. Inlet pass. It finds Winston. Dribbles it in traffic, and that's usually not a good thing. Hodge picks his pocket. Eighth turnover, Rantoul. Other end, Quinn drives up with the right hand, high off the glass, and banks it in.
That's where we're very good out of transition there. We run the floor and attack the basket.
Quinn with seven in the game. Streaks lead by 14. Backing up on the dribble, Jaden Alexander. Passes it right side over to Winston on the wing. Outside of his range, Streaks back off him. He passes it away. Now up top, it's L.J. Lewis. To the left side, back into the hands of Alexander. Looking inside, dribbles right toward the top of the arc. Fakes a three. Now feeds it left side over to Winston. Octavius Winston, no points and two fouls. The big man for Rantoul, so Brett Furyk leaves him on the floor for the time being. Lewis will fire the three from the left elbow and drains it. How much was happening for Rantoul in that set, so he just let it fly and knocked it down.
And again, pleased with our half-court defense there. That shot was contested. Hats off to the three-point shooter there.
Cornell drives, dishes into the corner. Hawkins comes up well short on three-point range, but Carl there to attack for the rebound. And falling out of bounds, throws it off a Rantoul player, and that's a terrific hustle play by Carl to give the Streaks another opportunity.
Great hustle play, smart play. Again, the only option that he had. We retain possession.
Halfway through quarter number two, 29-18 is the Galesburg lead. Streaks on the inbound. Hawkins finds Carl in the lane, up with the baby hook. Ooh, rolls off. Rebound put back up and in. I think that was Cornell who got that one. I was shielded from it, but it is Cornell.
And it was Cornell. Cornell got that, and again, continue to fight, be in the right spot at the right time, attack the glass, and it pays off. We got three opportunities there and converted.
Streaks call a full timeout halfway through quarter number two, 31-18 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the laser.
I've been with Steve Cheeseman with you from Taylorville. Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead at 31-18. 3:54 to go first half. Well, Steve, at least through the first portion of this game, no concerns about the energy level. Streaks have come out with it. They've led from the get-go, scored the first 12 points of the game. Just like they got off to a good start last night against Rochester, the difference so far, they've sustained it.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with the start. I mean, we're playing very good half-court defense. We're running the floor. We're getting good shot selection. Our effort and focus are outstanding. The live ball turnovers, the carelessness, that's the only thing to address. This game, we really, really have an extended lead.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Rantoul Ball. Pass to the right side, goes to Winston, stays in the game. He's going to fire the three this time. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound deflected over to Khalil Hodge. Here come the Silver Streaks. Secondary break. Cornell pulls up on the right wing. Now he passes it back. Khalil steps to the right. Inlet pass to Jacob. Kicks it out. Cornell was open. Passes it left side. Quinn will shoot the three, and it's off the rim. Rebound, Carl has it batted away from him, and Lewis steals it away and gets it. Back into the front court comes Rantoul trying to get in transition, but the Streaks get back defensively. Stepping to the right, Lewis head faked Cornell into the shot. Offensive rebound by Winston, and the Rantoul Eagles get another chance at it. Driving right side, Hayden Cargo knifing through the lane to the left, finds an opening, and a foul on the rebound after the miss. Carl and Winston both going for the ball. I think Winston had his
They're going to give Jacob the foul there.
Jacob gets the foul.
He got caught in a tough spot there, and where the ball came off, caromed off the rim, he was just in a tough spot and got the foul just out of being in the wrong position.
At the Pekin tournament, UT, after opening with a loss yesterday, fell behind 8-0 to Limestone. So, again, another energy kind of situation with Ryan Weber's team maybe, but they've rallied back. Limestone hit a three at the buzzer to take an 11-8 lead over the Panthers at the end of the first quarter there at Pekin. To the left side, this is Alexander with it, dribbling it all the way out to the volleyball line. 2.5 minutes to go first half here. Streaks lead by 13. Alexander drives, dishes.
Nice penetration and dump off there.
Up and in by L.J. Lewis, 31-20. Galesburg by 11. Quinn brings it across into the front court with Dotson. Jalen McCants back into the game. Hodge and Carl for the Silver Streaks. Wearing the gold with the black piping trim down the side. Turnaround jumper by Carl. Off the mark from 14 feet. Anderson had a hand on the rebound. It was taken away by Hudson on the baseline. And then he lost it out of bounds. So the Streaks keep it.
And again, the Streaks continue to go to the offensive glass, whether it's getting a hand in there to try to keep the ball alive with a tip, whatever. But that allows us to extend possessions, and that certainly was the case there. We've got the ball back underneath our basket.
Galesburg girls do not get off to a good start in the second half. After three quarters at Mattoon, they now trail Altamont 40-34. That game again on WGIL. Here's Hodge outside for three. Ooh, rims off the front of the rim. Thought it was going to kiss off the backboard and drop through. Hudson with a rebound. Silver
good
Streaks
look.
Lead is 11.
We got a good look there. Again, good ball movement. Good offensive execution. Shot didn't fall.
Minute 45 to go first half. Rantoul trying to cut this deficit back down into single digits. Ball kicked out of bounds on the far side by the Streaks. Rantoul will keep it. Well played first half, especially for Galesburg. Brett Ferricks would argue otherwise by Rantoul, but then good flow to this first half. Only 17 fouls total called. Neither team in danger of getting into the bonus, but of the four Galesburg team fouls, two belong to Andrew Anderson. So he has sat most of the second quarter. He would argue it's not been a very good first half, I'm sure.
And an entertaining first half. Well played, lots of energy, exciting, entertaining basketball.
A drive and a dish back to Hargo, open for three, and Hayden Cargo knocks it down for his second perimeter jumper. And don't look now, Rantoul within eight at 31-23. Cornell drives, pulls up at the free throw line, dishes it back off to Eric Price on the left side. Eric dribbles into the arc, skips it over right side to Hodge on the wing. Khalil looks to the inside, now dribbles left up top. Here's Jalen at the free throw line. Pump fakes, drives off the back iron with the floater. Rebound Hudson. Here comes Rantoul trying to get it down to six, maybe five, with a minute to go in the first half. Jumper from the outside. Hudson can't hit the three. Quinn runs down the rebound, his second board of the game. Hudson's been cold from the outside, and I feel like part of the reason is he hasn't been able to get the shot he wanted. He's just sort of putting up shots.
Absolutely.
Just to get his
shots. He's not getting shots within the offense or within what's been set up for him. Shots are a step beyond or they're off balance. We've done a fine job on their best offensive player.
Again, Jamitriel Hudson, the leading scorer for Rantoul in the game against Galesburg back in November, and was the leading scorer last night as well. But the streaks have held him to two. Galesburg with the ball, leading by eight, down to 40 seconds to go. McCants up top, leaves it off for Quinn. Fakes to the free throw line, drives it through the lane on a bounce pass, picked up by Jalen. Now Quinn, feeding through the lane, has it stolen away from behind. Poked away at a steal by Rantoul. One on two at the other end, Alexander draws contact. Hodge doesn't get the foul or the charge, but he missed the shot, and the Streaks get the rebound. And now can hold for the last shot. Instead, they feed it through the lane, trying to find Cornell. And stolen away by Alexander, but he stepped out of bounds, so the Streaks keep it. Which is okay. I'd rather see us settle down and hold for the
absolutely
last shot.
Absolutely here. And we've got Justin Endoff coming into the ball game. Again, our three-point shooting expert or artist. And he's into the ball game here as an extra option here with 18.5 to go here in the half.
Anderson on the baseline, inbounds to Justin on the wing. Now Quinn on the baseline. Gets it back out, swinging around back up top to Eric Price. Feeds it right side. Justin had the shot, but still 10 seconds to go, so he passes up on it. Now feeds it left side over to Khalil, right in front of the Rantoul bench. Down to 3.5 to go. Khalil squares, launches, and off the back iron, and that's the end of the first half. But a good first half for the Silver Streaks. The lead is 8 as they head to the locker room, 31-23 over Rantoul. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics for you, and get a word with the Streaks coaching staff as well. 31-23 Galesburg at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
At first, you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A quarter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Halftime here at Taylorville. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Good first half for the Silver Streaks. Scored the first 12 points of the game. The lead is 8, though, at halftime, 31-23. So Rantoul, I thought Steve did a nice job of sort of recovering after getting blitzed by the Silver Streaks there, and makes us a little uncomfortable, I think, here at halftime with an 8-point lead instead of a double-digit lead, which we enjoyed most of the first half. I'm not saying that there's, you know, reason to be panicking at this point by any means, but I was impressed by how Rantoul stayed in it, at least, and set themselves up possibly to make a run here in the second half.
They have the kind of skill set and players and team and system that allows them to be explosive. They can go on runs. They can score points in bunches. They have some three-point shooters that are very good. They're able to dribble drive and get to the basket. They're able to play a full-court game. When you have those components to your skill set, then you can score points in bunches. And they did that at times. They got down, I think, 13, 15, and here they are down by 8, and that's their ability to score points in bunches. And also we gave them some easy baskets with those live ball turnovers, so we got in our road a little bit in terms of that. But, you know, overall a very, very good first half in terms of execution. It wasn't that sleepy effort, everything a speed or a down in terms of a gear that you would sometimes think at 9 o'clock. Very well played, good energy, both teams competing hard, And it sets itself up for a very good and exciting second half.
After the Streaks got up by 14 in the second quarter at 29-15, Rantoul outscored Galesburg 8-2 the rest of the way to cut the deficit to 8. I guess here's where my discomfort with how things transpired at the end of the first half, Steve, as I look back at my notes. Galesburg got that basket, called the timeout with 3:54 to go in the half with a 31-18 lead. And we didn't score the rest of the half.
Yeah, and
that,
again,
I think, is where my discomfort comes in.
And we talked about that in the car over here. We're a ball club right now that can make big-time runs, but we also go into stretches where we struggle to score. And I know that that's one thing that, again, a ball club that's trying to learn how to take the next level to be really elite, that's an area sometimes that you need to address, that inconsistency. And we have that a little bit on the offensive end, and it can be attributed to a couple things. Shot selection, the flow of the game and reading that, not coming down and shooting three or four straight threes.
Yep.
You know, trying to read when we need to get the ball moving and run a set, making sure that we're taking care of the ball as well. Those kinds of things. Sometimes we get to playing a little too fast, especially when we're trying to answer their run. We feel like that we've got to come back and play the same speed instead of settling into doing things our way. All of those are things that we've gotten better at, but they're still a work in progress.
And the bottom line is Streaks lead by 8, 31-23 at the half. They've led the entire first half. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Yeah, and we started off really, really shooting the ball well in the first period. We were 8 for 12 for 66%. We cooled off, obviously, in the second period. We're 12 out of 26, so a little bit under 50% for the half, 4 out of 12 with the three ball. They are 9 out of 22 from the field, 4 out of 13 with the three ball. We had 15 rebounds to their 12. We turned it over 5 times to their 8 times. And again, you know, turnovers are, again, something that you don't want to commit as a coach, as a ball club, but where you commit them and when you commit them. And certainly, like you talked about, we committed one right underneath our own basket and gift-wrapped an easy layup for them as well.
Let's see. Free throw shooting, Rantoul 1 of 2. Silver Streaks are 3 of 5. Galesburg leads by 8, 31-23. We'll take a break, come back, talk things over with the coaching staff. Look at the individual scoring and see if there's any other scores of note to report here on this early portion of a tournament day on a Thursday here after Christmas. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on The Laser.
It's not a foul, though. 31-23 at the half here at Taylorville. Galesburg on top of Rantoul. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on The Laser. Let's take a look at the individual scoring real quickly, and then we'll get a word with the coaching staff, we think. Rantoul has one player in double figures. That's L.J. Lewis with 10. Hayden Cargo is next with 6. Walter Stanford has 4. Jametriel Hudson with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Cornell Dotson leads the way with 11. Khalil Hodge, Quinn Anderson have 7. Jalen McCants with 3. Jacob Carl, 2. Clark Hawkins has a point. And most notable, I think, in the scoring book is no points for Andrew Anderson. Again, he got into foul trouble, had 2 fouls there in the first quarter. Coach Mike Reynolds pulled him out in about the final 30 seconds of the quarter, and Andrew sat the rest of the half. So we talk about, you know, being a little uncomfortable with Rantoul getting that double-digit lead of 14 down to 8. But keeping in mind the Silver Streaks did all that without their leading scorer on the season, Anderson, in foul trouble in the first half and not scoring. So in an ideal world for Galesburg, Anderson comes back, is ready to go second half, and doesn't try to get all of his points back in, you know, at one time, and plays within the flow of the offense and can contribute effectively for Galesburg and help be a part of a building this lead back up in the second half and coming away with a victory. Again, Galesburg girls in action on WGIL. They trailed at the end of the third quarter to Altamont. When that game ends and when their postgame coverage is done, we will simulcast here on the Laser and on WGIL. For those of you who are, you know, trying to figure out why we're over here instead of on WGIL. So we'll get to that. And then the Galesburg boys will be playing later tonight against Dunlap. And we'll have that one for you, depending on, again, on when the girls play, based on how the pool play turns out. And we'll have that one later tonight as well. Farmington with a 31-13 lead over Rock Ridge. United Township trails by two to Limestone at the Pekin Tournament. And that's a quick halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. Steve Cheeseman is on the sideline. We're going to get a word with assistant coach Ryan Hart. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Ryan's headed there now. Let's find out what they talked about.
Back here at Taylorville during the Taylorville term, we're joined by Coach Hart here at halftime. Coach, lots of energy to begin the game. Lots of good things happen. How would you guys evaluate your play?
A couple plays here and there. Gave them a couple open threes. Didn't get back on defense for a couple layups. I mean, little things we can clean up.
What do we want to do here in the second half to make sure we come out of here the way we want to?
Defend, rebound, take care of the ball, get good shots.
Okay, let's go get them, Coach. Thanks.
Thanks.
Ryan Hart, a man of many words, isn't he? But it is, you know, sometimes, what do they say? It's a simple game, right? And very simplified approach here in the second half. Let's see. Yeah, the tweet that I mentioned to you that UT was trailing Limestone at the half, Mark Nessler from the Moline Dispatch reports the Panthers fell behind 8-0, came back, tied the game at 8. Then Limestone scored 9 in a row, went up 17-8. UT came back and tied it up 18, so they went on a 10-1 run to get it back to 18-18. And then Limestone got a bucket to end the half. And just like the Rockets got a bucket to end the first quarter. So UT struggling a little bit early at Pekin after they lost yesterday. Moline also lost yesterday. They were the fourth seed at the Pekin tournament. So both Big Six teams at Pekin are in the consolation bracket. Ranchul with the ball to start the second half. Inlet pass stolen away. Khalil gets in there. And the tie-up called as Khalil goes to the floor. Ranchul ties him up. Possession arrow favors Galesburg as Ranchul had the ball to begin the third quarter. So we flipped the arrow very quickly once.
And Khalil, on Johnny, turnover. On the spot there, and he went down on the floor to get the ball. He didn't just reach for it. He went there and secured the basketball. Nice heads-up play by Khalil Hodge there.
See if the Streets can get this lead back into double digits here. Starters back on the floor for Galesburg wearing the road gold here. Feed down low to Andrew Anderson. Gets covered up nicely, so he feeds it to Cornell with a jumper in the lane, and it's off the back iron.
And a nice give and go there. Yep. Just couldn't convert.
8-point Galesburg lead. Ranchul back, nearly turns it over. Andrew dives on the floor. Ranchul gets in, but they can't tie him up. Andrew gets the bounce pass away to Jacob Carl. Two possessions, two turnovers for Ranchul to start the second half. Cornell up top. Left side over to Hodge on the elbow. Khalil holds, now passes back to Cornell. Cornell with the ball on the floor at the free throw line. Cut off, feeds it over to Quinn Anderson. Drives in the lane, has the ball poked away and stolen. Six turnovers on the streaks. Outlet pass other end and a layup by Alexander. Ranchul got back, and they've cut the lead to six now at 31-25.
And we were a little late getting back and gave up that layup. They got behind us.
Another soft pass nearly stolen away by Ranchul. But Hudson's momentum takes him out of bounds right in front of us here at the media table, and the Streaks will have it after nearly turning it over for a second time.
And they look like Rantoul's going to extend pressure a little bit, try to pick us up full court man-to-man here. And may trap out of it.
Anderson on the inbound to Cornell. Andrew feeds down low to Quinn, cutting right down the left side of the lane. Nobody saw him. Anderson with a layup. He's got nine, and the Streaks lead
good
by
eight. Good
back
cut by Quinn and a great find by Andrew.
Alexander on the dribble. Got character, sloppy with it. Cornell came around from the backside and poked it away. Three Ranchul turnovers to start the third quarter. At the free throw line, Jacob Carl picks up his dribble, feeds it left side Khalil. Now into the left corner, Andrew. Back up top to Quinn. Open three on the way and hits. Quinn in double figures with 12, matching his season high in the Streaks lead by 11.
And Quinn has really provided energy here throughout this morning game, both on the offense and defensive end.
2 minutes into the second half, Streaks have built the lead back to 11, 36-25. On the right side, this is Hayden Cargo with it. Dribbles it back up top between the circles to L.J. Lewis. Now to the left side, it goes to Alexander. Feeds it up top into Winston. Streaks held him scoreless in the first half. And again, their leading scorer, Jametriel Hudson, was held to two. In the lane, Alexander with a fadeaway off the back iron. Winston chases down the rebound for Rantoul. He leads him with five boards in this game. And another opportunity for the Eagles. Inlet pass intended for Winston, held from the backside by Carl. That'll be the second foul on Jacob.
And Jacob just got caught there in front. They were able to make the lob over the top. Jacob made a great effort to try to recover there and just got called for the hold. It looks to me like that Rantoul wants to play up the tempo a little bit more yet, a little bit more take chance kind of approach, trying to make this a little bit more of a chaotic type of game.
Inlet pass to Winston, and another foul called immediately on Jacob Carl. They went with a lob from the baseline. They just told Winston, go up and
get it.
Little
spin move and try to get him the ball there, and nice execution by Rantoul on that inbounds play, and that gets Jacob his second foul there, and he's going to have to go to the bench.
Second foul of the quarter, third of the
third
game.
Third foul of the game, yes.
So they do the same thing. Lob on the inbound as Eric Anderson comes in to replace him. Streaks turn it over this time, and now Quinn Anderson fouled from the backside by Cargo, who picks up his first foul. So already Rantoul with four turnovers here in the first just over 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. And Cargo makes it worse with the foul. Streaks break the press. Ander into the front court to Cornell. Feeds it off to Ander driving in right side. Tries to dump it through the lane to Eric. Deflected out to Khalil for three. Missed it, but he's fouled. And Hayden Cargo with a perplexed look on his face. It was kind of a late whistle. And Khalil's going to shoot three free throws here. Second foul on Cargo in about 20 seconds.
Foul the jump shooter and certainly not foul the three-point jump shooter. And it'll send Khalil to the line for three shots. And again, I can just sense here, or not sense, but see that again, Rantoul is going to really trying to up the ante here, go make it an 84-foot game and really, really be chaotic with both their offense and defense to try to see if they can shake something loose.
Khalil's first free throw is good. Second one pops in and out. 8 points in the game for Hodge. 5:11 to go third quarter. Streak's lead is a dozen. And the third free throw makes it a 13-point lead at 38-25. So Khalil takes mostly advantage of it. He's got 9 in the game now, his first points since the first quarter. On the left side, Cole back into the game for Rantoul. Inlet pass to Winston, feeds it back out to Cargo for three. Off the front of the rim, rebound off the hands of Anderson, and Cole takes it away for Rantoul. Streaks did everything right except control the rebound. And now
Andrew's going to get called for a foul there, I believe.
Well, that's his third. Yeah, so that's three on Anderson and three on Carl.
That puts us in a tough spot.
Ooh, boy,
with our
I guess
interior defense here, and certainly with Andrew's offensive capabilities to try to lob it inside again.
Again, over Eric Davidson for the Silver Streaks. Gelsberg gets the turnover, I think, and then knocked out of bounds. Gelsberg couldn't hang on to it. So Cargo's going to lob it in on the inbound. The Streaks have two men fronting Winston. Ball deflected out. Here's a drive and a foul and an illegal screen set. Called against Cargo, and he's the one rolling on the floor as he and Cornell Dotson collided. And Cargo is slow to get up. Now he's up on his elbows and knees and stands up. And he's really favoring a leg, an ankle. I don't think Brett Frerichs even realizes it. Cargo called for his third foul and the 13th Rantoul turnover, and he's really hurt.
Trying to walk it off here, but yeah, he's in some pain. And I think Coach Reynolds talked about there that on that inbounds pass where they tried to get that lob right in the middle of the lane, that Cargo got the ball back out of that tip before he reestablished himself in the court of play there where he was back inside within the boundaries.
It's a final from Mattoon as the girls for Galesburg lose again, 50-43 to Altamont. So they go 1-2 in pool play. And now we got a full timeout here by Rantoul with 4:37 to go in the third quarter. And there's lots of discussion by Brett Frerichs with the officials. He's spending more time in his timeout talking it over with them than he is talking it over with his own players. Galesburg leading 38-25, 4:37 to go third quarter. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week in a 2015 Nissan Murano. Black Touring Edition, all leather, all everything, really, on this model.
It's a beauty.
We want to remind you again about the lifetime limited powertrain warranty available at Galesburg Nissan for any vehicle, any used vehicle, less than 5 years old with fewer than 80,000 miles on it, and any new vehicle as well. And it's unlimited time. So for the life of the vehicle, it is a lifetime powertrain warranty for as long as you have it. The mileage doesn't matter as long as it's under 80,000 when you get it. And it's no cost. And so you need to talk to the folks at Galesburg Nissan. Jeff Klink, Chad Warren, all the guys out there, ask him about that lifetime powertrain warranty as Cornell Dotson's shot coming out of the timeout rims off. But the rebound is deflected out to Cornell Dotson, or to Hodge, rather. And again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. Quinn Anderson on the right wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Hands off to Andrew. Feeds it off to Khalil. He'll launch the long three, and it airballs. Weak side rebound out of bounds. Who touched it last? Galesburg.
Eric Davidson in the ball game, and we're going to have to go deep into the bench here today with both Jacob Carl and Andrew Anderson in foul trouble. And Eric's presence will have to be felt on the defensive end with his ability to guard the interior post play of Rantoul, but also get to the glass.
38-25, halfway through quarter number three. Demetrial Hudson on the dribble. Right side now up top. It goes to Lewis. Inlet pass intended for Winston. Turn around, banks it in. They are making a concerted effort to get it into their big man at 6'6", especially now that Andrew, has three fouls. Now a feed to the other end on an Andrew length of the court pass to Eric Davidson with a lay-in. And the Streaks call a timeout as they get the lead back up to 13.
And Coach Reynolds has put Andrew Anderson back in the ball game. I don't think he wants both Jacob and Andrew out, and he's taking a chance here, and he needs to take a chance here. And a good find there, full court length pass by Andrew Anderson to find Eric Davidson running the floor and getting the layup there. And that was a basket we needed at this point.
And the first guy Mike Reynolds went to in that timeout, he went right to Eric. So they're all huddled up there in this 30-second timeout, but he went right to Eric right away, and he talked to him for a little bit. And then he addressed the rest of the team.
And I think what he's talking to here is, as you say, they're trying to dump the ball down inside here and making that concerted effort to try to get the ball inside to their big kid here. And we're getting pinned behind. We need to do our work a little bit beforehand. That's when you really guard when you're guarding interior post play, is get your work done beforehand.
3.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 40-27 is the Galesburg lead. Again, they go into Winston, kicks it out to the left side for a three-pointer. And a late foul called against Khalil Hodge, and they're going to foul Cameron Rome shooting the three, and he's going to go to the line shooting two. And the whistles frequent and not very far between in the second half compared to how we saw things in the first half.
And Khalil Hodge there did something I know Khalil liked to have back there. He jumped into the Rantoul player instead of just trying to contest straight up. It's not a shot you're going to block. You're just trying to certainly disconcert him there on his jump shot.
Cameron Rome misses the first free throw. Again, 40-27 Galesburg. Just under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Second one up and off the back iron. This is only the second time the whole game Rantoul has been to the free throw line. Back in the first quarter, they had a 1-of-2 attempt. And the third one coming for Rome. And he makes a third one. So the foul doesn't hurt the Silver Streaks too much on the scoreboard. 1 out of 3, 12-point Galesburg lead, and the three-quarter court press by Rantoul.
They're in their 2-2-1 now, trying to make us play fast or create a turnover, live ball turnover.
Streaks break it nicely. Cornell on the right side tries to feed it to Anderson down low. That's Quinn Anderson, but Quinn was going from the low blocks out to the corner, and by the time Cornell had passed it, Anderson was already out of the way, and it bounces out of bounds untouched.
And once that you break the press in the half court, you need to be a little bit more deliberate there because you're going to have some guys out of position to begin with until they get back into position.
Here's a steal by Andrew. Chases it down on
great
the sideline
play by
behind
Andrew.
The back to Quinn, down to the other end of the floor, and gets fouled on the way to the basket.
A big league pay Woo. By Andrew there as he tried to save the ball. He had the presence of mind to throw it behind his back.
As
and the
he
only
was
play
going
he had.
Out of bounds.
The only play he had.
So 14th Rantoul turnover, 6th in this third quarter. And a heads-up play by Andrew. And then, again, not only whip it behind his back to keep it in bounds, but put it in a spot where Quinn was in the neighborhood and could chase it down. He gets fouled going to the basket and knocks down his first free throw.
That would be a certainly a contender for the Sports Center play of the day.
But we're more concerned with the crunch time play.
Yes, absolutely. That's the big one here with us.
But that might be a crunch time play of the game as well. Winston rebounds the missed Quinn Anderson free throw. On the right side, this is Cole with it. Dribbles inside the arc. Hesitation drive, found an opening, dumps it off to Winston. Then he missed the bank shot. A battle for the rebound. He gets it back. Puts it up. That one is in and out. Another rebound by Rantoul. That one's off the mark. And Eric Davidson rips the rebound away. Here come the streaks in transition. Andrew into the left corner. Quinn drives baseline. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound batted out. On the run. Cole pulls up in the right wing. Mike Reynolds is really upset. There was no
foul.
Thought
Anderson
call.
Got fouled there on the drive.
And now Cole attacks the basket, and he gets fouled. And Quinn comes hobbling out of there. Mike Reynolds still arguing, wanting to know why Quinn didn't get an opportunity to shoot some free throws when he attacked the basket there at the other end. The foul on this end called on Quinn, his first.
Quinn hobbling off a little
yep.
bit. Looks like he got hit in the knee.
I think he'll be all right. Here's a missed jumper and a rebound by Hodge. Into the front court, Nick Fields into the game for Quinn. Feeds it behind him. Ball finds its way to Hodge. Now Khalil fires the left three and hits. He's
big
got
basket
five in
there.
The quarter, 12 for the game.
Big basket there by the
streets. And the lead is 16 now at 44-28, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's a step-back jumper by Hudson at the top of the arc. Another miss and another rebound. A drive into the lane. Hudson feeds it over right side. And an air ball by Rome. Missed it badly. Weak side rebound, Ander. Into the front court. Fields on the wing.
We need to work to get a good one here.
No need to be in a hurry, leading by 16. Hodge on the left side, into the corner to Fields. Nick brings it back up top, all the way between the circles, works his way to the right side in front of the Galesburg bench.
Nick, a studying influence here, settling us down here, run a little nice half-court set.
Now Cornell Dotson with it up at the volleyball line.
Got a mismatch here with Andrew.
Andrew looking to take it against Cole, and he shoots over him from 16 feet. Missed it. Davidson had a hand on the rebound. Now it's ripped away by Hudson. 16-point Galesburg lead. That was Andrew Anderson's first shot of the game, by the way. Under a minute to go, third quarter. 44-28, Rantoul throws it away. I don't know what Winston was looking at. Hudson was kind of in the neighborhood, but he threw it 5 feet away from him.
The cheerleaders were there, maybe, and I don't know if that's
true.
That's what he saw. He was trying to get their interest.
He just saw purple.
Yeah, yes.
Rantoul's going to put on the full court press here. Fields inbounds to Cornell. Now Rantoul backs off, and Fields will be able to bring it across midcourt.
Looking to trap.
Pressures him a little
great
bit.
Great find by Nick Fields.
Eric and up and in with a bank shot.
Great pass by Nick Fields there. Used a pass fake. He kept his poise there. Was able to make that about a 40-foot pass there for a layup.
That's Eric Davidson's varsity career high with 4 points. There's a jumper in the lane, another miss, and another rebound by Andrew Anderson. Hudson cannot find his shot here in this game. Now the streaks turn it over. A steal, a drive, and Andrew, what are they going to call a block? The officials, one on each side of the court, both blew their whistles simultaneously. They looked at each other, and then it's Andrew who draws a defensive foul instead of a charge, which he was trying to pick up. So with 23.6 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Andrew picks up his fourth foul, and it's going to have to go to the bench with Hawkins and McCants coming back in for the Silver Streaks. Sixth foul on Galesburg.
And let's see, we got McCants and Hawkins in to try to, again, slow down things interior-wise.
Stanford on the inbound from the baseline, chased down by Alexander up the near sideline. Now drives into the lane. Alexander off balance, just throws it up toward the basket and missed it. Fields with a rebound. Streaks want to try to hold for the final shot here, down to 10 seconds to go. Fields on the right side. Now Cornell eyeballs the scoreboard. 6 seconds, steps left, shoots a three, rims off. Rebound Rantoul. 1 second to go, and they can't get off anything. End of the third quarter. Galesburg has built the lead. It's now 46-28 after three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers. Two McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the laser.
Wow. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you from Taylorville. Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead ran Tool after three by 18. 46-28, they've done this despite Jacob Carl and Andrew Anderson being in foul trouble, and a three-pointer to open the fourth quarter. And the Streaks now lead by 21 after Cornell Dotson gets his 14th point of the game to open the second, or to open the fourth quarter. 49-28 Galesburg. They outscored Rantoul 15-5 in that third quarter.
And it did a great job weathering some foul trouble there.
Another missed three-pointer. Rantoul was horrible shooting the ball in the third quarter. We'll get those stats here in a moment as Galesburg tries to add to the lead here after rebounding the missed three on Rantoul's end. Cornell with a dribble, feeds it left side over to Nick Fields. Works his way right up to the top of the arc, now into the hands of Hawkins. Right side, Hodge will fire the three, and that one's good.
Great start to the fourth period here, and we've extended our lead to 24. Got to dig in here and get another stop. We've got him on the ropes here.
Khalil with 8.5, 15 for the game. Dribble drive through the lane and contact. And that puts Rantoul in the bonus now with just under 7 minutes to go in the game. It'll be a 1-1 as they whistle that one. I didn't see. He ran into about three different Silver Streaks players. Who'd they decide to call it on? Quinn, that's his second.
And what we want to try to do here is certainly keep our aggressiveness. We've done a great job in the half court defensively, but we want to try to keep from fouling here. Keep the rhythm of the game going, not stop the clock, put them at the line. They're having a hard time scoring from the field. We want to continue to try to make them score from the field.
First free throw up and in. We're going to talk about some stats. You said, what, Steve? 2 of 13 Rantoul was
2 of 13 from the field.
And they had 7 turnovers.
7 turnovers in the quarter. They out-rebounded us, but we really did a fine job on the defensive end. They're looking to extend full court here. They've got to take all kinds of chances here to try to get themselves back in the game. We've got to handle the ball.
52-30 after two made free throws. Galesburg by 22. Quinn picks up his dribble in the backcourt, but he finds Cornell in the middle between the circles to get it across the timeline. Cornell nearly trapped. Now feeding it down low to Clark Hawkins. Skips it out to Quinn on the left side.
Reset here, and we're going to run solid half-court offense here.
Make him chase a little bit with the Streaks leading by 22. On the left side, Quinn fakes right, drives left, finds an opening to the basket, and then shoots over the rim, and the rebound by Rantoul. Saved by Cole falling out of bounds. Good move by Quinn. Just couldn't finish.
Absolutely got to the rim beautifully there.
Cole fires from the free throw line way off the mark. Rebound saved by Fields. Into the hands of Quinn. Into the front court, Anderson. Runs into a double team, has it stolen away. 9 Galesburg turnovers. Cole to the right side. Onto the elbow. And now pulling it back out is Stanford. Into the midcourt circle, LJ Lewis. To the right side, back to Stanford. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Finds an opening in the lane. Lost control of the dribble. Out of bounds. Rantoul kicked it out. Just out of control.
Yeah, and again, that's their style of play. They're gonna be able to make some really outstanding athletic plays, but they're also going to shoot themselves in the foot, and they've done that. And I want to certainly credit our ball club here for good defense and forcing them into playing a little fast and making those turnovers.
A pivotal third quarter when the Streaks outscored them by 10 and forced 7 Rantoul turnovers. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg leading by 22, 52-30. Right side, Hawkins. Left side, Fields. Nick found an opening. Drives, bank shot,
great
and a
job.
Foul. Nick's first points of the game and a three-point play opportunity.
Outstanding job of Nick getting to the rim,
keeping his balance, getting the ball kissed off the glass, and now he can follow it up with a free throw and get a three-point play.
First foul of the game on Eric Cole, fifth team foul on the Eagles, and Fields to the free throw line.
And Jacob Young's going to come into the ball game here for Quinn Anderson.
And again, keep in mind, the Silver Streaks doing this largely without Andrew Anderson, who has not scored, has been in foul trouble much of the game. In fact, Andrew's taken only one shot the entire game. Jacob Carl's been in foul trouble the entire second
half. And Jacob's
half.
Certainly not 100% with the sprained ankle. I spoke with him a little bit at halftime, and he's not one of those guys that complains much at all, but his ankle is bothering him.
But under the circumstances of the game, unless something drastically changes as Rantoul misses another bunny under the basket, Streaks can let both of those
Absolutely.
Guys just rest the rest of the game.
Rest a little bit. We've got another game tonight and continue to rest here.
Cornell Dotson got the rebound. Streaks trying to build on a 25-point lead. Fields, Hawkins, Hodge, Dotson, and Young for Galesburg. Between the legs with the dribble, Nick into the free throw line. Skips it out. Khalil open again. Three again.
Great hit.
He's hit three in a row, starting back in the third quarter. He's got 11 for the half, 18 for the game, and the Streaks lead by 28. 58-30 as we approach the four-and-a-half-minute mark for the game. On the left side, Stanford. Over to the right side, and another steal. Dotson picks it away on the dribble drive. Cornell with a layup, and the Streaks lead by 30, and we should be continuing the clock here now with 4:24 to go in the game.
Great start to the quarter
wow.
here.
Streaks have outscored Rantoul 14-2 in the first 3.5 minutes of this fourth quarter. And after Galesburg was up, let's see, 38-27, they have outscored Rantoul 22-3 since about the midpoint of the third quarter, here to not quite the midpoint of the fourth quarter.
And the one thing that I, you know, there's lots of things to like out of this ball game, but we have sustained our energy and our focus and our aggressiveness, which, again, are staples yeah. of our program. And those things have led to these the great defensive efforts, the runouts, the steals, the anticipation, all those things that allow you to be successful as a basketball team.
17 Rantoul turnovers, 9 of them here in the second half. And I think the starters, we can officially say, are done now with a 30-point lead with 4:24 to go in the game. So Hodge finishes with 18. Cornell Dotson finished with 16. Quinn Anderson found double figures, his career high with 13. And the Silver Streaks have Kobe Ramirez into the game, Tylan Parks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game from last night, Eric Price, Jacob Young, and a rare appearance by Mitchell Sampson, who plays exclusively on the sophomore level but has gotten into the varsity game a couple of times. And Demetrial Hudson knocks down his first three-point basket of the game coming out of the
timeout.
We've
done a really good job with him, forced him into shooting the ball in places and in ways he hasn't wanted to do that. And, again, credit our defense, and Cornell Dotson was on him for most of the game. Cornell, a premier defensive player.
Here's Tylan Parks, right wing for three off the back iron. Rebound chased down. Mitchell gets a hand on it, comes up with a rebound, and then the held ball called quickly in the alternating possession favors Rantoul. Now, we should clarify for those who don't know, if a team gets hit by 30 in the fourth quarter, that's when the continuous clock kicks in. Even though Rantoul scored and got the deficit back down to 27, the continuous clock stays in effect. So this will be a very quick final 4 minutes of the game. Rebound put back by Hudson, and he may start to collect some points here with the Streak starters out of the game. 60-35.
And our guys now want to just continue to try to stay within themselves, within the system, run offense the way they need to, make good decisions.
Too strong on the layup as Hudson is determined to get his points here, isn't he? I mean, every time he's touching the ball, he's going to the basket. He was way too strong as the shot banked off the backboard. And then Hayden Cargo got fouled on the rebound. That'll be the first of the game on Jacob Young. And even shooting free throws, again, the clock continues to run with 2:49 and counting here in the game.
And your time at the free throw line really, really eats up clock with a continuous clock.
It's hard not to hurry in that situation.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
You got to keep playing. You got to keep doing
your rhythm.
What you're supposed to do.
Second free throw by Cargo. First one missed. Second one is good. And we're down to 2.5 minutes to go. That's how much time went off the clock. So a 6-0 run by Rantoul since the Streaks got that 30-point lead. Mitchell Sampson across midcourt drives in from the right side, lost the handle on it. Rantoul knocked it out of bounds. So the Silver Streaks will go to 10-2 And we'll watch the Dunlap score very closely. They don't play next. It switches over to the purple pool here for the next game. Here's a step back three by Mitchell.
Step back three by Mitchell there. Outstanding job there.
His first varsity points gets the lead to 63-36. And we have our first palindrome score of the tournament. Here's a jumper left side. Off the mark and out of bounds as the three won't go down by Alexander. And the long rebound bats out of bounds. And I take it back. They are going to play the other pool game. So it'll be Dunlap and Rochester next. So we will get to see some of that game. Again, if Dunlap wins, then both teams would be 2-0 when they face each other tonight. I'd like to welcome our listeners on WGIL. Here's Mitchell again, top of the arc, off the front of the rim, this time from three-point range. Winston with a rebound for Rantoul. He leads away with seven. Here's another three by Hudson. Missed it. Winston with a rebound, up and off the back iron, rolls off. Rebound. Hudson comes out with it. And he pulls it all the way back out. Silver Streaks are going to end up winning this easily in an impressive performance as Hargo drives, misses, another putback won't go, and Mitchell comes out with a rebound. Two on one at the other end, Tylan Parks with a lay-in. And we're down under a minute to go in the game with the Streaks leading. Back up by 29 now. Cargo with a three-pointer right side, drains it. His first basket since the first half. 65-39. And Mitchell and Eric Price in the backcourt. Slowly into the front court. Now Sampson gets it across. Jacob Young with it on the left side. 30 seconds to go. Covers up the ball. Feeds it to Eric Price. Bounce pass. Baseline. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg. Farmington. Hey, we just had a palindrome score here, Steve. Now we got a final from Macomb, where Farmington beat Rockridge 52-25.
There we go. Palindrome. We got them all over the place.
Here's a jumper by Hudson at the top of the arc. He knocks down a three. He's got eight in the quarter, and he finds double figures with 10 for the game now. 65-42, and that's the ball game. Streaks go to 10-2. Rantoul drops to 3-7. And for the purposes of this tournament, more importantly, Galesburg now 2-0 as they will battle Dunlap later tonight. That is a hard start time later tonight here from Rantoul. It'll be a 5:30 start. And again, with the girls not knowing yet, the Galesburg girls not knowing yet what time their game will be tonight, we don't know whether our game will be on WGIL or the Laser again tonight. So we'll keep you posted on that throughout the day. But we've got a post game to bring you here from Rantoul. After Galesburg wins at 65-42, we'll have the final stats and the coaches' interview when we come back on 92.7 FM, the Laser, and WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to Taylorville. Brad Benner and Steve Cheeseman with you for Galesburg High School boys basketball. A 65-42 win over Rantoul here in the first game of the day overall. And first game certainly, or the second game of the tournament for the Silver Streaks after a tight win over Rochester last night, a relatively easy win over Rantoul here today. And, you know, I'm not trying to downplay it at all, Steve. The Streaks really earned it here today. They came out blistering hot with a 12-0 start to the game, led by 8 at halftime, but then had a terrific third quarter when they outscored Rantoul by 10, went up by 18, and then just kept it going into the fourth quarter, turned that 18-point lead into a 30-point lead very quickly in the fourth quarter. At that point, Mike Reynolds was able to rest all of the starters, not just the guys who were already out of the game at that point. And we'll ask him here in a moment when he comes out. I think this is the ideal situation. If he could have said prior to the game, this is exactly what I want to happen, I think this is probably what he would have said, something along these lines.
Yeah, and again, coaches and Mike is a perfectionist like all good coaches, so there's going to be things that he would like to clean up, obviously. But the overall picture here is one that's very good. We started the game with energy, focus, and aggressiveness. We executed. We played really, really good defense. We were able to withstand any of their spurts, and they're an explosive team, and we were able to win going away. Really played well in the second half. So all in all, just positives everywhere in terms of a win here today, and also a great job by the bench in terms of coming in when we had some problems with fouls. Kids doing a really, really good job with that. By the way, Brad, I want to say this. In 10 years of watching this guy, he's always impeccably dressed on the sideline. Today he went casual.
He's in the streaks
quarter zip coat or a fleece here, and he looks marvelous that way. But, you know, that's something I'm not used to seeing him in.
There's your fashion report, Coach, right there.
Well, fashion report is I left.
There we go.
Fashion report is I left my dress shirt back in the hotel, and this is what I wore. Lucky I didn't wear a long sleeve or something. But I'll tell you this, I'm sure since I wore it on the sideline now,
be going again.
Pasco from BSN Sports is going to send me a couple free ones, don't you think?
There we go. I would say so. He needs to. All the money you've spent there with that, yes.
But it's a little hot.
Yeah, and I'm a little hot, too. I thought it would be cold in here, too.
I did, too. But it's okay.
Yeah. Let's talk, Coach. I mean, you've got to be really pleased. And I know, just talking to Brad, you're a perfectionist and somebody that wants excellence all the time, so you're going to find something wrong somewhere.
Well, we got outscored 12-5 at the last 3 minutes.
There you go. But you got to be pleased. We came out with the energy you wanted. We really played, which is our staple, really half-court defense well. We made them shoot the ball and do things that they didn't want to do. You got to be pleased overall with everything.
Well, they had 30 points with 3 minutes to go in the game. So, I mean, that's impressive. You know, I thought we defended. We competed on the glass. I thought Eric Davidson, after Carl had some fouls there, and he's really long. I thought he was the key to that run there in the third quarter. You know, if we couldn't put him in and had to put a small guy on 35, they kept feeding it, and Eric was able to get a couple rebounds, a couple block shots, get loose on the press for a couple layups back there. I thought he was the key to that third quarter. I thought he played really, really well.
Well, yeah, because they kept lobbing it in from the baseline trying to foul him, especially once Carl and Anderson both were on the bench. And then they just kept trying, even when they weren't lobbing to him, they just kept going to him too. So it was pretty easy to try to figure out what they were doing. But stopping him is another
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he's a really good player. I think he leads the Champaign area with 14 rebounds a game. Wow. And you know, you could see he's a young guy. And you know, if we play him next year, we're going to have some difficulties because we don't have that kind of length. Jalen, hopefully he'll grow 3 or 4 more inches, but we don't really have that kind of length here to be a little different game.
You've always taken care of all your players. You're a guy that takes care of all of his players. I know that it gives you great satisfaction when you see a guy like Eric or a guy like Tylen or Kobe, whoever it may be that have paid their time in the program. They come in and they play significant minutes. And that's something that's got to give you great satisfaction.
Well, he played extremely well, too. I mean, it's nice to see him play well, and it's hard to sit there. You know, let's be honest. In the world we live in today, there isn't any, you know, when we all played, there was 13th, 14th, and 15th guys on the end of the bench. They're some of my best friends are those guys. We don't have those guys. But they all quit. You know, nobody sticks it out
all
the way through.
We talked a lot about that.
You know, but I think the character of guys like Jacob Young, Eric Davidson, you know, those guys on the end of the bench that are seniors that aren't getting heavy minutes, Clark Hawkins, they're not getting heavy minutes, but they want to be in the program because I think we treat them right. And, you know, basketball is a lot of fun, and you get a great seat, you know, for most of the games. But, you know, there's going to be a time where we need every single guy, and we said this. This is a 1 year in our coaching. We've needed every single guy. There's only a couple right now that we haven't used in heavy minutes, and their time's coming too.
Let's talk about the defense you did on Jamitriel Hudson, their number 25, who was their leading scorer when we played him the first time, was their leading scorer last night. He couldn't even hardly get off a shot here tonight, today, and when he did, it was clearly not in the rhythm of their offense. What were you able to do successfully against him?
Well, we gave no help off him, obviously. Cornell, you know, was a little faster than him and was able to keep him out of the lane. Last time he beat us to the rim a lot, and then it opened up those four threes that he had. But this time, you know, he couldn't get a three off. Cornell blocked a couple of them. And then, you know, we frustrated him early enough that he could never get in a rhythm, and that's key. You know, last night, you know, even though we probably played a better team today, last night we let their two best players get in a rhythm, number five and number two, and you could never get them out of it. And that's what happens with good players. You can't let them get in a rhythm and then hope they start missing.
How big was it? You got off to the 12-0 start. We got off to a good start last night, too. But here today, they kept it going the whole game.
Well, we were only up 8 at half, and I thought we scuffled a little bit at the end of the first half. And, you know, we gave up some hustle plays. We gave up an offensive rebound. You know, we gave up a long layup against a non-pressing situation where we just jogged back, and that's not who we are. And we address that at halftime again, and we've got to guard, and we've got to rebound. We've got to be interested and engaged defensively the entire game. We're not good enough, and you hate to say that, but we're not good enough to take plays off. And I don't know that we've ever had a team that's good enough to do that because, you know, we know at some point we're going to play teams that have high major Division I players. If we get to the point we want to be playing in meaningful Friday night games, you know, Moline's got a high major player. Quincy's got a high majors athletes and four or five college basketball players. You know, we're going to play St. Charles East with a high major player. We're going to play Danville with six or seven Division I players. You know, we know that those big-time games are coming, so we're trying to train ourselves to continue to be engaged defensively and on the glass, and I think we were for the most part.
Last thing, and again, I've seen you be so thorough. You had our guys out here working out ahead of time to be ready to go, and that paid off. Now we've got some time in between. I know fans, they don't always get the inside of this. What's the rest of the day like for us?
Well, we were here at 7:45 in the morning.
And we saw you, and I wasn't surprised.
And it was a full workout. I mean,
wasn't
we were
surprised.
Sweating.
And, yep.
You know, the guys groaned about it, but, you know, we're not going to just lay around and roll in here. This is a business trip. You know, I'm sure the Abe Lincoln Museum's nice and some other things are nice here in Springfield, but we aren't visiting them. We're visiting Taylorville to try to win basketball games. That's what we're here for, get a little team bonding and try to put our best foot forward. And to do that, we had to get up early. You know, Coach Hart was washing uniforms at 2 in the morning. Hawkins was up at 5:30. I was up around 5:30 getting things ready. The kids down eating breakfast at 6:30 and get out of there. And now, between games, we'll watch some of the Dunlap game. They'll hit a Subway, and Rochester's kind of been our thing. And then go back to the hotel for a few hours, you know, shower, get our other uniform, get refocused, and know that we'll have an always game Dunlap team. And now that we're going that way in the regional and sectional complex, you know, Dunlap and Sterling are on that side. So these are pretty big games, no matter what our record is. This is pretty big games for later in the year.
Congratulations, Coach. Great win today.
Thanks.
Absolutely the best of the business.
Streaks win it, 65-42. We'll take a break, come back and look at our post-game statistics, and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. As Galesburg goes to 10-2 with this victory here today, more post-game coverage coming your way next on 92.7 FM The Laser and 93.7 FM WGIL.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy three tires and get one for a buck, or pay full price for four tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy three, get one for a buck. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Mump, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you four beautiful tires for the price of three, plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com.
calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Silver Streaks win it here at Taylorville, 65-42. Again, our thanks to Mike Reynolds stopping by, as he always does and is good about doing. And certainly a much easier interview to do when the Streaks win it by 23, as they did here today, 65-42.
And you know, Brad, one thing about Mike, when he comes, it's good or bad, he's here, he's answering the questions, he's straightforward, he doesn't make excuses, he tries to give us and the fans insight to the ball game, and you can't say enough about a coach like that. I've seen over the years guys that sulk around and are looking to make excuses. He's straightforward, he's insightful, and good or bad, he's here. Stand up guy.
Not an easy thing to do all the time, like last night, for example. But nevertheless, we appreciate the coaches who do it, and Ryan Hart for joining us at halftime as well. 65-42, time to run through our final statistics here, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Yeah, I shot the ball beautifully today. We were 23 out of 46 from the field. That's 50% in my math, and I'm not the best, but I can figure that one out. 10 out of 21 from the three-point line. And again, you know, not bad at all. Most of our three-point shots came within the flow of the offense, and again, we shot it beautifully at 47%. They were only 15 out of 46 for 32%. And, again, a lot of their field goals scored there at the end in the quote-unquote garbage time.
Yep.
Again, we can't say enough about how well we play defense today. They were 7 out of 21 from the three-ball area. They out-rebounded us 30 to 27 here today in a game like this. Not as important, obviously. And the turnover battle, we won that. We only turned it over in a really an 84-foot game where they try to pressure us all night long or all morning long. We only had 11 turnovers, and they had 17, and we forced 7 of them there in the third quarter where we really, really, really took off and extended our lead. Very well played game by the Silver Streaks today.
Free throw shooting, Rantoul 5 out of 9, Silver Streaks 7 out of 11. Eagles put three players in double figures, Hayden Cargo, Jamitriel Hudson, and L.J. Lewis, all each finished with 10. Walter Stanford had 4. Next up, Makel Ramos had 3. Latavius Winston, Jaden Alexander each had 2. Cameron Rome had 1. No one else scored for Rantoul. Galesburg also put three players in double figures. Khalil Hodge led the way with 18. Cornell Dotson, 16. And Quinn Anderson had a career-high 13. Eric Davidson off the bench had 4. And a crucial time for Eric in the game, especially in that third quarter, when Carl went to the bench with his third foul. Andrew Anderson already had 4 fouls. And for that, Eric is our day's auto body crunch time player of the game.
Absolutely.
Let's just mention that.
Absolutely.
Right now.
And again, our bench, been outstanding all year. And again, like Coach said, everybody is going to be called upon some point or another. Eric's big time, and hopefully it'll come again, but his big time today, and he answered the bell beautifully by being very, very good on the defensive end, using his length, scoring some things down here on the offensive end. Just a really fine job. Can't be more pleased for a guy. Eric's a fine, fine guy. Works hard all the time. A real credit to being a Silver Streak.
So Eric Davidson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. He, again, had 4 points. All those coming in the third quarter when the Silver Streaks really opened up that halftime lead of 8 and got it up to 18. After Davidson, Jalen McCants had 3. So did Mitchell Sampson and Nick Fields. Tylen Parks had 2. So did Jacob Carl. Clark Hawkins had a point as well, and nobody else for the Silver Streaks scored. And again, we should mention, Andrew Anderson is the leading scorer on the season for the Silver Streaks. He got only one shot today, didn't score, was in foul trouble much of the game, and the Streaks win it by 23.
That's symbolic.
That's a team effort.
That's symbolic of a team effort and a good team. You pick up your teammate, and you pick up your teammate with a number of teammates doing it. And, I mean, we did that beautifully today.
Final thoughts from Taylorville when we come back on 92.7 FM, The Laser, and WGIL.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
Galesburg 65, Rantoul 42. That's how things wrap up in the first game of two to be played here today for the Galesburg boys. Next up is Dunlap and Rochester. And the Silver Streaks, as you heard Mike Reynolds say, will watch this game closely because if Dunlap wins it, then the winner of tonight's game between the Streaks and the Eagles will determine who is the top seed in the gold pool. And then that, of course, will determine what time the Streaks will play tomorrow as well. So that'll be at 5:30 tonight. And we'll have a pregame at 5:10. And again, depending on what the Galesburg girls find out with their game time, once the pool play determines the rest of the times for the games tonight, then that'll determine which game. Well, if we need to put a game on WGIL and a game on the Laser again tonight, like we have done this morning. So, Steve, you talked about your three keys to the game. How did we do there?
Two of them were really important, and they were certainly connected. That is, were we going to come out with that focus, that energy, that aggressiveness? And, again, how would we respond to last night's lackluster effort? And on the report card, we get an A. I mean, we were outstanding in all ways. We took care of business in that area as good as we could possibly ask, and we played Silver Streak basketball today in terms of that aggressiveness, focus, smelling blood in the water, extending our lead. Just a really nice victory today and springboard us into a big game tonight.
Galesburg 10-2 on the season after this victory, and again, we'll have our pregame at 5:10 tonight, and we'll keep you posted throughout the day as to where that game will be exactly as we find out what the Galesburg girls when they have to play and who they will play later tonight as well. So we'll wrap things up for now from Taylorville after a 23-point victory that puts the Streaks at 10-2 on the season. For Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer back at the studios, for Steve Cheeseman on my left, I'm Brad Benowitz. Thanks for being with us for breakfast with the Silver Streaks here this morning. And we'll be back with you again tonight for dinner with the Silver Streaks at 5:10 against Dunlap. Have a great rest of your afternoon, and for now, good day from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.